Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Cyber Tech Talk, ERP Security 101, five things every leader and organization should be doing to secure ERP. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Tess Kennard with the Onapsis marketing team, and I'm really excited to introduce today's session, where we will discuss key strategies to maintain compliance and better mitigate risk across your ERP landscape. With me, I have Beth Barrick, Director of Onapsis Product Marketing. Beth has over 15 years of product marketing experience in cybersecurity. Thank you so much, Beth, for being here. Before I pass this over, a few housekeeping items. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer all questions at the end of the session. We've also added some related content you might be interested in, including a few helpful resources recommended by our speaker. You can find those in the resources section at the bottom right of your screen. Please know you can adjust the size of your media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. Finally, please note that this session is being recorded and we will share it with you after we wrap today. Now I'm going to pass this over to Beth, who will kick off the session. Please go ahead, Beth.
Great, so let's just jump right in and get started. So I'd like to start by talking about a moment around what's going on right now with ERP systems. I know we're trying to talk about some solutions for you and things you can do right now. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the scope and scale of this challenge around protecting your ERP systems. So I want to start with this slide. And one thing I want you to notice first is the statistic right here. 64% of ERP systems have been breached in the past 2 years. That's two-thirds of ERP systems. That's a tremendous number and a very significant statistic. And you'll notice in the rest of this slide, it's really a trajectory over the last 10 years, which is growing up and to the right, around how many of these attacks have been noticed and significant, particularly for DHS US CERT alerts. And you'll also notice that there have been five of those US CERT alerts just in the past 5 years alone. So let's talk a little bit about why these attacks are on the rise. So we know that they're on the rise, but what's actually happening in and around these ERP systems that's causing this tremendous increase? And the truth is that ERP systems are facing more interconnected risk and more complexity than ever before. And you'll see on this slide, these are just some of the challenges that we're hearing about from our customers. You'll notice they're all around the circle of this slide. And I'm going to start at the top and work my way around. But I want to address the first two, which are cloud and digital transformation. And they do have a lot in common. But I want to talk about the fact that for a long time, people thought ERP systems were safe. They were on premises, they were in data centers, and they really weren't subject to attack. But honestly, the cloud has really changed all that. And whether that means running an ERP system within a cloud provider's environment or shifting to an SAP or Oracle cloud, ERP systems are really no longer on premises. And then that second piece, the digital transformation piece, is also related to this. And this is also about the rate and pace of change. And it's connected to this cloud pivot. Moving quickly to engage partners, customers, work from home employees, and supply chain partners means security has often been overlooked in favor of speed. And that gets me to the part of threat actors. Threat actors have been taking notice. Sophisticated threat actors are using exploits or vulnerability chaining smaller ones to transform a minor ERP security threat into a much larger incident. And they're going after the critical data that's stored in your ERP systems. And this also impacts compliance on the other side of this circle. Now, compliance has really become a more important factor for everyone because increasing regulations, fines, jail time, all kinds of deeper, stricter regulations around compliance have been growing over the last few years. And also, there's just more financial data, personal data than ever before being stored in your ERP system. And last but not least, These systems are often undergoing constant change, from routine maintenance and patching, true, but also new applications and new feature requests. ERP systems are complex. Yet despite all of this complexity, many organizations are overly reliant on traditional defense in depth models to secure their ERP systems. But thinking about the impacts of that last slide, particularly cloud and digital transformation, we know that this security perimeter has been eroding, and a new way of thinking is needed to protect these systems at the application layer. In fact, CIO's number one concern is attacks on the application layer, and more than two-thirds have noted that they have an application vulnerability backlog. So what does all this mean? I think what this means is that we may have a difference in understanding what we actually think the risks to our ERP systems are and what they actually are. And so just take a look at the three things on this slide: vulnerabilities, threat monitoring, and code security. Now, every organization, I'm sure, has a tool that accomplishes these things. But the challenge is that most of these don't address the risks for your ERP systems in any of these three tools. So let's take a look at the first piece, vulnerabilities. ERP systems are often managed by other teams. And so the InfoSec team doesn't always have visibility into threats for those ERP systems. And as far as threat monitoring goes, a lot of times there is no meaningful monitoring for ERP systems or visibility into the SOC from an ERP system. And oftentimes there's manual looking at logs to find any kind of threats that may be happening to that ERP system. And speaking of manual processes, that also is true for code development. There really aren't a lot of good application security testing tools to test the development of the code being built for these systems. So oftentimes, these frequently we're not identifying the vulnerabilities in code until they're brought into production, where they're a lot more expensive and time-consuming to fix. So unfortunately, this means that we have a lot of issues happening if we don't fix or address these challenges. You'll notice all of the great stats that we've rounded up about these challenges and the implications and impact of them. So I'm not going to read every single one, but you will notice a few things that I think are as important. One is that compliance piece that I mentioned a few slides ago. Compliance is a tremendous burden on a lot of organizations, particularly around not just the loss of business or reputation or things like that, but also the fines and penalties due to non-compliance have been growing, and stricter laws around being non-compliant. But you'll also notice that system outages are a tremendous problem, and particularly the average cost of ERP application downtime, over $50,000 an hour due to downtime from an ERP system. That's a tremendous business loss. So I'd like to talk about some of the things that you should be thinking about now that I've gone through the challenges and the impact of securing your ERP systems. Here's some questions that you can think about to take that next step. And I think the most important question that's in this list of questions is, do you have an understanding of your risk profile for your organization? Have you brought together all of the teams that actually are affected by these ERP systems? So not just the ERP team themselves, but also your IT organization, your security organization. Are they getting together on a regular basis? Do they have a strategy that they're working together towards to help you protect your ERP systems? And are you actually getting the right visibility into those systems? Are you truly monitoring the threats that are affecting your ERP systems? And have you really evaluated the right tools that you need to monitor these systems? Do you have a schedule for implementing these patches that are so critical to your ERP applications? And are you mapping, back to that compliance question, are you mapping your key cybersecurity controls to those regulation frameworks for compliance, like SOX and PCI and GDPR? Are you really doing those things? So these are some questions that you really need to think about. And while you're thinking about those questions, I'm going to give you five things that you can do right now after you give a deeper thought to those questions. So the first thing I think that is really critical to mention is treating your business critical applications like the critical infrastructure they are. You have to prioritize. You need to think about these systems and applications that run your business as if they are keeping the lights on, because they are. So treat them just as critically. Second, timely patch management. I talked about having patch management processes in place, and I'm sure that everyone does. I think the bigger challenge, and what we know here at Onapsys, is the actual time to implement those patches. So we know that it takes organizations anywhere from 90 to up to 200 days to actually fix vulnerabilities. And the challenge with that is that you're leaving that window open to attackers and bad actors to exploit those things that you haven't yet patched. So timely patch management is really critical. The third thing is the continuous monitoring of threats and vulnerabilities to your ERP applications. Make sure those vulnerability management programs that you have in place today are inclusive of your ERP applications. Fourth, make sure you're securing your custom code that you're using to develop those new applications on your ERP systems. It's really critical to make sure that it's not a manual process, or that that secure code development is not overlooked. Because as I mentioned before, bringing those vulnerabilities into production is a lot more costly and timely to fix than making sure you're testing your code with appropriate tools and finding those vulnerabilities earlier in the development cycle. And last, commit to governance. Really prioritize a strategy for security controls for your ERP system with compliance in mind. And so I'd like to take a moment now to talk about the way Onapsys helps our customers do all of these things. And it's through the Onapsys platform. This is our approach to securing ERP systems, whether they're on-premises, in cloud, or hybrid environments. We have four product offerings: Assess for vulnerability management, Defend for threat monitoring, Control for application security testing, and Comply for automating regulatory compliance. But most importantly, and the most unique thing about Onapsys, is that underpinning this platform is our threat research team, the Onapsys Research Labs. You can see some of their achievements on this slide. And one that I'll note is that 25% of critical SAP notes in 2021 were influenced by Onapsys Research Labs. We also helped with 6 US DHS critical alerts that were based on their research. And all of our products are automatically updated with the latest threat intelligence from our research team. And so I'd like to leave you with a customer case study to close our conversation today. Since energy bills are on everyone's mind at this time of year, I thought I would highlight a case study from one of our energy customers that are using Onapsys Assess and Defend. And they're really using it to enable their small team to scale. With Onapsys, they're able to proactively identify and mitigate critical vulnerabilities in their SAP system. And they're also able to continuously monitor for future threats. And it's really enabled their team to do more with less and to tackle a really large challenge with fantastic tools from Onapsys and leverage our research team to help them identify and mitigate threats faster and sooner than they have in the past. So thanks so much for listening. I'm going to turn it back to Tess and see if we have time for a question.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much, Beth. This was a really informative session. I personally really like the five key takeaways. It's very helpful and actionable. So we do have time for one question. So let me look here. Okay, this one's a good one, talking about partnerships. So the question is, we have a lot of security tools already in our environment. Do you have integrations with security tools like SIEMs or ITSMs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, we at Onapsys know that security teams are doing more with less, and they really need to leverage the value of what they've already bought with their Onapsys value. And so we do, Tess, actually have a lot of great integrations, particularly with SIEMs like Splunk and others, so that security teams can integrate, as I was speaking about before, they can better integrate the threats that they're seeing in their ERP landscape with the rest of their environment using SIEMs. And then we also have an integration with ServiceNow to help triage and hand off those workflows even better and faster, so that resolution, time to resolution of those incidents gets done even quicker with that ServiceNow integration.
Thank you, Beth. So we are at time. So for the other questions in the chat, please know we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered after the session. And just a brief reminder to everyone who is listening, this session has been recorded and a link to the recording will be emailed to you later today. And with that, thank you again, Beth, and to everyone on the call for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.